SAFM 104 to 107 nationwide.
17 minutes to 7. Well, you'll have heard of the situation, the awful situation, the Nomzamo informal settlement over the weekend. 15 people shot dead in that tavern. At the same time, 4 people killed at another tavern in Sweetwater, St. Pietermaritzburg. And in both these incidents, a group of men pulled up in a vehicle and just started shooting randomly. There were other incidents, one in Katlehong. And of course, it all comes after the 21 young people died in that tavern in Scenery Park in East London just 2 weeks ago. Claudine Marie is the provincial area manager at the South African National Institute for Crime Prevention and the Reintegration of Offenders. Claudine, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Thank you for the opportunity.
When we see crime like this, such violent crime like this, what's going wrong in our society? There must be so many things.
I think, first of all, it is with great sadness that we receive these reports, and we as civil society, I think everybody are reeling in shock of just a weekend of shootings, as you said. And these tavern shootings are a sorrowful call for action. And ultimately, we are saying that our communities are in dire need of support and intervention that will help protect against the ongoing loss that is happening in these communities. Ultimately, they are extreme violence, and it is indicating other factors that is happening in our communities of, like you say, these extreme violence and absolute shock of our communities of how can this happen within our society.
There are going to be lots of conversations here around alcohol. We've been talking about that for the last 2 weeks, but I suspect also about guns.
That is true. I've already, I've been also keeping an eye on the media, and as you say, with guns controls. Of course, as a civil society, these other civil societies making comments about gun control, and a variety of comments about that. Ultimately, when it comes to alcohol, and our concern is certainly when it comes to choice, the alcohol. Well, of course, I've also seen the call for increase in the age levels. Ultimately, it is about the protection of our children, and that is a major concern when it comes to what has happened in East London. And for us, is saying, why are our children abusing alcohol? Where is the ultimately the protection of our children and the care of them? After hours. Recently, NICRA conducted a study, actually in neighbouring KZN, where about 58 of children say that their friends are abusing alcohol. And that is where only 34% of that same group reported their own alcohol use. Now, so these statistics are highlighting that we all have a proactive role to play and that we should start paying attention to eradicate this social problem.
Do you believe we will respond properly to it? I worry that we may just spend time arguing rather than actually doing anything.
I think ultimately this is not a political issue or conversations that one should do behind your keyboard. Our focus must be what is happening on the ground, who are the collective stakeholders in each of these communities, and that is where we as civil society, together with our concerned governmental organizations, need to take hands and say, what are we doing on the ground level? How can we assist and support? And of course, first of all, we're talking about communities that is in complete shock, victims, because who are the victims? It's not just children like in East London. It's mothers, it's fathers, it's breadwinners. So to address, and that is where NICRA, where we collectively say, let's all as civil society stand together and say, how can we first of all support the victims, support the community, and then really actively focus on how can we take community charge. And this is also where NICRA, amongst others, but that's where we say collectively, this is not just one organization or one government organization. Everybody needs to say that our communities need to be empowered. We need to say, what are the risk factors for this, you know, that can happen again? And what are the issues that we can bring people together that can protect themselves, so that they can protect themselves in a positive manner, not in a lawless manner, but in a positive manner, where we say we strengthen the protective factors in our community so that they can, at least that we say, how can we ensure that this doesn't happen again, but on ground level, there where the individuals who are involved. And as I say, this, we cannot just talk about these things. This needs action. And there are wonderful organizations that are operating in our communities. And of course, our civil societies need the support also from government so that we can really make a difference in these communities.
Claudine, thank you. Claudine Marie is the Provincial Area Manager for the National Institute for Crime Prevention and Reintegration of Offenders, 11 minutes to 7.